You are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Man up. I am taking responsibility. I am walking in my purpose with God. I am holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed. Now is my time. going to regain my birthright. No longer operating with a double mind. I am courage. I am confidence. I am hope. I am faith. I am belief. And I am trusting God as the source of my everything. Welcome to Man Up the Movement with Pastor E and friends. Man Up. Welcome, welcome family to this week's episode of Man Up the Movement here live on the Now Network. And this is the week for Mentor Me. Yes, I want to share. I want others to share. I want us to all agree on picking someone else up. That is the purpose of the second week of every week. That, yes, I am claiming that I am no longer operating in a double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I'm claiming it. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through Christ Jesus who died for me. Man up. Yes, we have released all of our praying people that have got us to the place of accountability. Yes, we are releasing. And now we're starting to take our personal responsibility for our own lives and not worrying about what you can do or what anyone else can do for us. But we are relying on our own personal abilities through God. Yes, we claim that our steps are ordered by the Lord. We are walking not in our own purpose, not our will, but God's will be done. And guess what? Here's the most important part. I'm holding myself accountable. I'm not waiting for anyone else. I'm holding myself accountable. I'm holding myself dedicated, completely more dedicated and more committed to a life of constant change and growth. No, we cannot stay dormant, my brothers. We're going to what? Higher levels that we take our own personal responsibility. I am so excited this evening, and my voice may be a little bit dense, but I thank you that you're praying for me. But we will go forth with the truth tonight in manning up. If you know someone tonight that needs to get in this conversation or just hear other men talking, please invite one to invite one to invite one. This is not for publicity or numbers. This is for unity. And we need more to get involved. We need more to hear. We need more to feel that they're just like we are. And no matter what, where you're at today, God can save you. God will forgive you. God will redeem you. And guess what? God will make your crooked road straight. But it's up to you for what you do for him and how he'll do it for you. And that is what I know, because that's how it works for me. But tonight in our mentoring segment, we want to ask a couple questions. And because, you know, we're moving forward and we're going to different levels, but we must continue to what? Go higher. I will not. Say this with me tonight. I will not stand dormant. I will not just hold on. I will no longer just wait, but I will press someone else higher to. I know that gets people because we want to talk about, but I want to press someone else higher in their understanding on manning up. The movement. See, the movement is not a collective move, it's an individual move. Because you now take personal responsibility. Oh, yes, we're going to come back together in unity. We're going to come back together on one accord. But as we shout so loudly here on Man Up, until you get it right, until I get it right, we can never connect where God can be right. I want to talk about a couple of steps in manning up. Because we are called the head and not the tail. Not taking away from our partners or the ladies or anyone. We're talking about our position. And that's when you really take total responsibility, you're not looking at what anyone else is doing. You're not worried about what anyone else is doing. You're worried about what God has called you to do. And the number one thing in mentoring tonight, I want to cry out across this nation that we as men step up. It's time for us to not just say we're the leaders, but to lead. It's time for us to initiate. Oh, it's time for us to be men of action, assuming our jobs and our moment. We must reject complacency
and we must hate and have an anger toward passivity, saying that I am, I will, I did, I'm moving in the direction of my Heavenly Father who has called me to be the man. If you're going to mentor, number two thing that we're going to have to do, we're going to have to speak out. Silence, right? Somebody needs to write this down, because when I came up with this, I wrote it down. Silence is in the midst of sin, and sin is still sin. Ooh, Jesus. We have to speak out to be courageous. That don't try to be like me. Try to find what God has called you to be. Fear God and not man. We need to speak it out. We need to speak the truth. But I'm going to tell you right now, we've been speaking the truth in anger. We've been speaking the truth in pain. We must speak the truth in love, brothers, tonight. As we speak out, it's not for my will. It's not for me to just be silenced because I don't want people to know what's really going on. I want to speak out that now my sin can't be revealed because there is no sin. Oh, that helps somebody tonight. I want to be courageous that as I move forward in regaining the position that God has called each and every one of us, that doesn't take away from partnerships now and different positioning and relationships, we still must take our rightful place as the head. What is the head? The head isn't ruling people. The head is saying, I'm responsible. I'm responsible that God said it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to follow it. Even though my inside is saying, well, that means you're giving in and you're being submissive and you're working together. That's the way we have to fight against. That I'm in charge by my anger or the octave of my voice. But I'm submissive to the truth of speaking out. Not to hide my sin, but to, watch this, illuminate the goodness of God in my life, the love that I speak in truth. And I've said this so many times, and I know there's many that are going to say, I heard him say that before, but guess what? The truth hurts, especially even when you say it in love. The truth still hurts, but the truth will what? Set you free. Proverbs 27 and 5 and 6, it says this, better is open rebuke than love that is concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but deceitful are the kisses of an enemy. Proverbs 31, 8, 9, it says, open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all the unfortunate. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and defend the rights of the afflicted and the needy. In 1 Peter, come on and make it real clear. In 3 and 15, he says, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence. That it's no longer speaking out about me, but speaking the truth in love. Oh, I know it didn't feel good at the beginning because that means I have to do something more. But the truth, when you do more, sets you free. Oh, somebody will catch that in about 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Number three, manning up. I'm mentoring tonight. You got to stand strong. Don't give in when you are challenged, attacked, or criticized, because it's coming. Don't even question it. Be not even dismayed, because it is coming. Jeremiah 1, 18 and 19, it says, yo, now, not tomorrow, now behold, I have made you today as a fortified city and as a pillar of iron and as walls of bronze against the whole land, to the kings of Judah, to its princes, to its priests, and to the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they will not overcome you, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. See, when you embrace, no matter what comes against you, the word of God, it's not going to feel good because it means you have to resist. It's not going to be perfect because you can't give in. But if you go by the declarations of the Lord, all the other things that were stated, you know, don't even worry because he will deliver me. He declared it. 1 Corinthians 15:58, it says, therefore, my beloved brother, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. See, and this is one of my favorite messages. You can work Jesus in every area of your life. And when you make him the source of everything in your life will be now what? Sourced by Jesus. Because with him, I can do all things. I can be a president of a company, and I'm a clerk today. Oh, Jesus, because I'm going to study harder. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to press towards excellence, not looking for something to be given me from heaven. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to be more motivated. I'm going to be more, watch this, focused. Because 1 Peter 5:8-9 says, be of sober mind. Be on the alert. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Could have been you. Could have been me. But resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same experience of sufferings are being accomplished. Not just being defeated, are being accomplished by your brethren who are in the world. Oh, yeah, I need you. You need me. But it's up to me to get me right. So when we connect, we know there's no turning back. There's no more lack. There's no more without. There's no more holding on, waiting. There is moving forward, pressing forward to being a man. And I know we talked in those first three steps. Oh, my God, that we got to step up, that we have to speak out, that we have to stand strong. That in a man's arena, that means you got to be all that. But watch what number four is. Stay humble. Be vigilant against pride. Get the log out of your eye. Do not think less of yourself. Think of yourself less. Because I have no jurisdiction when I'm in Christ. When I'm really a man. I know there's so many definitions of being a man. That I run this, I roll this, I do that. Been there, done that. It doesn't work. But knowing that I have to now watch, think greater of others before me. And that's just not the people I need something from. That's the people that need something from me. Oh, yes. Manning up. Because I know I was just like you. You were just like me. But it depends on what I do and how you see me before you'll ever receive from me. Stop this. Don't do that. And then come over here and I'll help you. No, let me help you as you are. Staying humble, being vigilant against pride. Because pride tells you, no, you do it my way or the highway. No. See, humility takes that out of the scenario. Psalms 141:5. Let the righteous smite me in kindness and reprove me. It is oil upon my head. Do not let my head refuse it, for still my prayer is against their wicked deeds. Oh, my God. Because I have to speak to God for guidance. I have to speak to God to stay humble. I have to speak to God in the Lord's Prayer. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me. Daily I ask that. That's one of my, it's not the kingdom come, will be done. It's don't lead me into temptation, and deliver me from everything. The words that you speak of life will produce life in you. But it is only by being humble unto God. 1 Peter 5:5-7. You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders. And all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Oh, my God. Are you ready to get some grace? You know that unmerited favor that keeps you in the realm of saved? Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you at the proper time. When is your time? When? Casting all your cares, all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. See, that is the humble walk. But God still gets the glory. And number five. Our purpose, man, is not to serve ourselves, but to serve the King. Seek first his kingdom, his glory, his righteousness. Hope in the eternal. Live for a greater reward. Oh, everybody already know what scriptures, Matthew 6 and 33. But when you think you are doing it this way, but when you thought this was the way to do it, but when you thought that, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Because Mark 10 and 45, sorry, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. Oh, my God. And to give his life a ransom for many. Because those are the steps that we must take to be more like him. Because the ultimate man is Jesus. And if I want to man up, if I want to be accountable, dedicated, I have to be like Jesus. And the word of God is the only way we can get there. And that's why I shared those five steps of serving the king, staying humble, staying strong, speaking out, and stepping up to be more like Jesus. Let's open the lines. I know Pastor Dwayne is ready. That's my sidekick. That's my homie on Man Up. Anyone else that has been invited, any man that's already covenant with us, or a brother that got on here and didn't even know what was going on, dial one. We're going to bring you into this conversation. But guess what? It's not up for me to worry about you. I'm worried about me. It's time for you to man up. Oh, by yourself, all by yourself, all by yourself. All by yourself. Yes, we're going to help you along. We're going to pray you through. But everyone under the sound of my voice, man or male, I mean female, male or female, it's time for you to go higher. And knowing that these same principles can go all the way across the board. Pastor D, Pastor Dwayne, out of Madison, Wisconsin. I know y'all got some snow up there. Oh, I didn't want to mention that. Oh, Jesus. But we know you are warm in the spirit. It, at least it's not a blizzard like it is up in Connecticut and New York.
Yeah, definitely. That's a blessing up. There. Man up. Hey, I'm just listening, man. I like the way you put things in weird perspective, man. You know, because we have to man up. We have to take accountability of our own actions, you know. And I'm just listening, man, because I find myself, man, just wondering, you know, what it takes to make a man up. You know, sometimes we get in our own stinking thinking, man, and we don't admit when we're wrong. You know, sometimes we want to say, oh, I know I'm right, but you know, like I said, some word or turn away wrath. You know, and I'm just listening, man, because you know, I want a mentor. But I want my kids, man. I miss my sons, you know, and I'm trying to get them to follow the life that I follow by being, you know, positive, you know, my nieces, yes. My nephews, nieces. So, you know, I mean, this program, it helps me out a lot, you know, and it gets me to start thinking about a lot of stuff, man, you know. So I'm just listening, bro, and I'm just laying back saying, man, speak to, you know, mentor to me, man. I need to be mentored to it, you know, and that's the best part of ad shopping out, right?
That's the best part of fellowship, relationship, right. and being able to say just what you said. Nah, man, I'm cool. I'm just listening. I need to be mentored as well as I do, because I'm no greater than you or you greater than me. But in seasons, we can speak words into each other's lives that changes our whole, like you said, whole perspective. I don't see it the way I used to see it because, wow, he's going through the same thing I'm going, but he got a word to go with it that says, oh, I don't have to sit in that rut. I don't have to sit in that puddle. But I can get up and I can do better now.
That's it. You can do better now, you know, and it's a now situation, you know. And so, like I say, you know, it's awesome to hear. Awesome brother speaking to lives and, you know, mentor at the same time as mentoring and stuff, you know, because, you know, it's according to our own fate, you know, and godly mentor is the best mentor to have. You know, I don't need worldly, you know, because worldly would tell you do all kind of stuff, but godly mentor would tell you, man, you know, sit back, relax, let the Lord lead it, let Lord take care, you know, pray on it, read the word, you know, meditate, you know. Call up some brothers, you know, inclined in the next brother, you know, and so that's powerful, man. That's powerful.
Well, you know, that's the most, like I said, we need to spread, because when you speak out, you know, when I invite brothers to come on here, it is not trying to get people to follow. It's to get people to listen and for someone to speak out, because the more we speak out together, the more the message goes, where we're not just trying to be selfish about it. I went through for somebody else. I truly believe that, man of God, that I went through for one person not to have to go through. And I know I would love for millions to say, I don't have to go through that. This is not going to happen. But if one just doesn't go through the things that I did, the things that I mishandled and my misunderstanding about women, not being trained by my father, nothing against him, because people only teach you what they know. Right. I don't blame my father for not knowing about what a woman goes through in pregnancy. When she got pregnant after she had the baby, come on, let's go. Let's keep it moving. But that body just went through a transformation that we don't understand as men. I'm teaching young men to look at that and to understand what a woman goes through. I love using pregnancy because do you, I know you know this, but do our listeners know that that is the closest place to death? A living being goes no closer to death than a woman giving birth. Woo! She gives up her life to produce a life. She is closer to God than we are. Listen to this. And I don't know how the Holy Spirit is throwing this in there, this man up, but we woman enough. But let me just give some other statistics. Women are closer to God than we are. And they say, well, how is that? God made us in our own image. God produces life. Women do too. We can't produce it. We just putter out a seed. But the woman is able to take the seed and make it live.
My God.
See, it's dead when we shoot it out, man up. But when they have got it in them and they make it, when it comes out of them, it's alive. When they spank it on the butt, they say, how, Jesus? Because they are alive. They have just produced life. Women are closer to God than we are.
Yes,
if you
want to
look at
sir.
It, if you want to go deep on it, I know I'm a little bit, I know I'm strange. I know I'm peculiar. But I know I put things certain ways that even women don't even realize that. Oh, don't get big-headed, y'all. I know I got a few females on the line, too. But you women are closer to God because he produces life. They can, too. The devil can't produce life, and neither can we.
That's it.
So man enough has to acknowledge those things, that to be a good servant, you have to serve somebody, and it's going to be a woman, more than likely.
More than likely. Yes, sir. Yes,
it doesn't
sir.
Have to be in a physical, sexual relationship. We as men, if we're manning up, we got to learn how to serve women without any reward, any ulterior motive. I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't bragging. But women are starting to respect me as a man, not as a heathen or someone that would say, you know, man, watch him. And I'm back at home too, Pastor Dwayne. That some people gonna say, you didn't know about that about him? That boy was out there. That boy was this. You know, God is paving a path of respect because of what I'm doing, not what he did. Showing no attraction, showing no ulterior motives, being transparent and saying, not my will, God's will.
That's it.
And I'd be lying to you. We're talking to brothers tonight. I would be lying to everybody on this line tonight if I didn't say I am not battling constantly against that one move that would ruin everything.
Man, come on.
I'm holy, but I'm not perfect.
That's it.
Oh, my God. But I will not go backwards. And that's the thing. That's the stand I made in my life, Pastor D, is I won't go backwards. But that doesn't take away the temptation and the thoughts and the this and that. But when am I going to give in? Am I going to resist it so it flees? Or am I going to take a bite and die? Oh, my God. I like that one. Take a bite and die. Oh, my God.
Well, you,
see, that's just how fast we can lose it.
Yes, sir.
Man up.
Man up.
Now, I'm going to throw some people under the bus tonight because nobody dialed one. But I see a couple of brothers on here that I know have a word in them, and I probably have sparked them. And before I hit the mic, I'm going to call out Minister Larigas. If you have a word, I am going to unmute you now. If you're talking, just keep going. Welcome. Man up the movement. Mentor me. I give respect where respect is due. You know you're coming next, Pastor James. I know you on your fifth set, but take a quick break. Oh, you already dialed one. Okay. What's up, James Hudson? It's Showtime out of Houston, Texas. This is my brother from another mother. We different colors, but we are brothers locked in. What's up, man?
Hey, how we doing over there, my brother? I'm sitting here listening to you, man. You guys you're making it plain over there, man. I can see why a lot of brothers would run away from being on this call, man. Because I'm telling you, you just make it plain. I know every week I go, oh boy, here we go. He gonna say something. Here we go.
There you go.
So you might as well go ahead. You might as well say it's the truth that will set you free. You know, unless you want to just remain in bondage, just keep on doing what you're doing. But if you really want to get set free, you got to listen to the truth, man. And that truth ain't no joke, man. Because like you said, there's a lot of temptation out here, man. And if you don't put that armor on every day, you know, then if you ain't ready for battle, because I'm telling you, some people out here that will battle with you, man, for your attention and everything else that you got. So, and you've got to know that, you know, and I see that you do, and that's encouraging to let brothers know, look, dude, what you're experiencing, you ain't by yourself. It, you know, that temptation can be right there in your face, and you know in your heart and soul that this ain't for me, so just keep on moving, boy. But sometimes it's hard to move and they're just standing right there in front of
you. It's hard.
I'm trying to, would you please just move out of my way? but this thing that we got going in this society, it don't move. It just stand there and just keep on. Every time you try to step around it, it step right back in your face again. So you just got to keep stepping around it, bro. It's a battle. It's a war going on between good and evil. And then it's a daily battle. So we just got to be prepared, man. So God bless you. I was really encouraged by listening to you tonight. You and I have got to talk anyway, but I'm just glad to get a chance to be on here and listen to the brothers on Man Up.
Yeah, I done called you a couple times. I didn't want to say that out loud, but yes, we need to get together. I got a couple ideas for you. Let's make that happen tomorrow after 2 o'clock your time.
Yeah, we're good.
Man up. Man, I love you, bro.
Love you, man.
All right. Minister Larigas, I see you dial one. Man up. What's up, brother? Where'd he go?
Hello.
Praise Jesus. Preach Jesus. Love Jesus. Follow Jesus.
Jesus, Lord. I guess my phone was on mute. I too want to thank Jesus for you. You know what I mean? That you bring the truth every week, man. It's definitely needed. I know for me and my walk, man, I look forward to Man Up every day, not just every week, man. And I thank God for your heart, man, and what you're doing, and I pray you continue to press on and continue to lead brothers like myself, man, and teaching us, man.
Well, man, I appreciate you, because I know, you know, we going on about 2.5 years since we connected. It seemed like yesterday, and I just see how God has manifested His move in your life, and I can see it's time to launch. Ooh, that just dropped down from heaven. Your launch time is approaching, and God says to you, get ready.
Yes, sir.
Launch time. Oh, I love launches because I like to be a part of launches. We go all the way. Yes. God bless you, man. We love you.
No, thank you.
Anything you want to share with the listeners? I mean, I love that, you know, the agreement and things like that, but that's really, you know, hey, I know you may have something you want to share that has sparked in you for someone else that may hear it differently than I said it, that could change someone else's thought. That's why we talk together and get it out there, because everybody doesn't get me. Because, like, everybody doesn't get you, and everybody doesn't get Pastor Dwayne. There may be one person out there that only 3 words you said changed their whole dynamic. Speak to somebody tonight. Pastor Dwayne, get ready to.
Okay. Well, I will definitely tell you at this hour, man, you know, in my walk, God is dealing with my flesh. And that's what he's telling me about the body of Christ, you know, that we got to learn to crucify the flesh right now, you know, and that resonates with me, and everything you went up, you know, talk about today is, man, we got to put aside our flesh, you know, our wants and our needs, and really, really focus on the Lord, you know, learn. Right now, I think I shared with y'all about a year ago that I was walking with a limp because of this gout. I can tell you I'm walking with a limp right now as we speak. Right now as I'm speaking to you with another gout flare up, man. And I was just talking to the Lord about it today. But it's also got me walking in humility, you know, and it just constantly reminds me about the flesh. So, man, at this hour, man, we got to really, really learn to walk in the Spirit, man. And I encourage you, brothers who are listening or who is on the line, man, that right now we got to learn to crucify the flesh. And whatever that means for you and in your walk, man, I encourage you to really take heed to what the Lord is saying, man, because I think it's been said over time and time again, man, the hour is approaching, man, and we got to be a people that's set apart, man, than the rest of the world, man. And Man Up is doing his job and encouraging us. So, man, I just want to reiterate on that, man. Please, please, man, learn to walk in the Spirit, man. I love
stay
you all.
Stay in the Spirit. Yes, my God, stay in the Spirit. That's the most important thing is that we always, Brother Mon said the other day, he said, come to the altar. And then he went to the next level. He said, but then when you come, you got to stay in the altar.
Yeah.
It says if you walk in the Spirit, the promise is you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And when we walk in it, when we stay in it, and we start to really abide in it, oh, my God, you can do it. I want to encourage all my brothers out there because I'm just like you. I tell you, I'm not against the temptations that could come up. I'm just not paying attention, and I'm resisting because I know if I give one moment to it, I'm done. I'm over, and I'd refuse to go backwards. I refuse. And yes, I'm crazy. Yes, I'm peculiar. Yes, I'm off the chain. That's what it takes. Because if you want drastic change, it requires drastic measures. That's staying in the Spirit. Man, God bless you, my brother. We love you.
Thank you for it. Love y'all. Yes,
let me know when you want to come on as guest, man. I know you have another word. I'm ready. Pastor Dwayne, come on in. Somebody else want to dial one, get back in this conversation, male or female, anyone. You know how we do it here on the Now Network. This is an open network. Let's do it together. We know you ladies out there and heard some things who you want to comment on. Come on in. Go ahead, Pastor Dwayne. Speak a word to the masses.
My thought is this, you know, as a daily walk with the Lord, even though when I get up in the morning, I be riding to work, you know, and I be walking, you know. I work at a facility, to where I'm up all day. I work from 6 to 2:30, and I open up boxes. And there's no way to sit down or anything like that. And I'm just constantly going back and forth. And each day that I'm working, I'm constantly reminded of my surroundings. But yet I'm still asking God, you know, in certain situations. You know, I ask God to let me be a witness to folks. Because everybody know I'm a pastor there. Everybody know I'm a preacher there. You know, that's good. That's known to know that. But don't know me as a pastor, a preacher. Know my Father. Know my God. Know the God that I serve. Don't look at me, you know, because we get titles. You know, the world give us titles. And you respect me because you say that, oh, he's a pastor of a church, or he's a minister, or he's a this, he's a that. Don't respect me for a title. Respect me for my Lord and Savior. And as I get up every morning to go to work, and I just say, Lord, when I think about the goodness of Jesus, I thank him for bringing me over the hump. I thank him for not letting me die in my sleep. I thank her for not letting me die with forgiveness in my heart. I thank her for not letting me die to apologize. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, that goes through my mind every day while I'm at work. I know that's a message in my heart. Why? Because when I'm thinking how he drove, how he got me off Primos, how he got me off heroin, how he got me off of smoking marijuana, how he got me off fornicating, how he got me off from cursing, fussing, and fighting. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, I just go on and on and on, and I keep, because he has repeated my mind, and it goes, when I think about the goodness of Jesus, what he has done for me, my soul don't cry out, my mind cries out, my heart cries out, my spirit cries out. Why? Because he keep on keeping me. Great is he that's in the world.
What?
He keep on keeping me. Keep on, because he reminds me. He reminds me. He puts this thought in my mind. He said, when I think about the goodness, when I was out in the world, but where I'm at now, when I was caught up, but where I'm at now, how I was drugged down, but look at me now. I was alcoholic. I was alcohol crazy, but I'm free now. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, my God, he's an awesome God, man, because he says it in so many words. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. So when I think about the goodness of Jesus, my mind, man, my heart, man, my thoughts go back to where I used to be, to where I'm at today. So I just want to encourage you, just think about the goodness of Jesus. Don't think about your current situation. Man, I'm telling you, it's jacked up right now. It's jacked up in my life. We got a revival coming up Friday. I didn't ask to be a pastor at this church. I wanted to start it. I wanted to do my own thing. But what God has done. So now I'm getting persecuted. Everybody was with me is no longer with me. Why? Because now I'm a pastor, which is they wanted to be a pastor. He shouldn't have been a pastor. But I think about the goodness of Jesus, how I swept floors, how I got up 5 o'clock in the morning to go open up the church, how I drove the bus, how I was on an usher. I was an usher for 3 years, standing on a wall, ushering folks in. How I did the park lot. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, I feel the presence. I feel the touch. I smell them. I taste them. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he had done for me, man, I get excited, man. I know what my day is. I know that I have done a good thing. If he was to call me home, he would say good. He would say good. Good, well done. My favorite
servant. Oh, wait, wait, now you trying to take my name. Hold on. I'm his favorite. Hold up. No. You want to fight over that?
Hallelujah. He said, well done. And so when
servant.
My God. So when he called, if he was to say, come home, I know I have done all I can do to please him. So don't make it. Don't make
it to another level.
You just started something here, man, because I just, you know, the enemy has beat me upside my head. He's beat me up left and right, and I can't go back to what I used to be. I got to move forward. It don't make a difference. He said the weapon will form. He said it will form, but it won't prosper. It will form. The enemy will get all in your ear and sound like a, he said it sound like a roaring lion. You know what a lion roar? A lion roar because he's scared. A lion roar because he's scared. A lion roar. He goes to and fro. It sound like a roaring lion seeking who he can devour.
I need my prayer warriors.
My God, he can't devour. Why? Because God got a standard.
Link.
God got a standard. God got a standard. So it don't matter. It don't make a difference how they come against me. They can't come against my God. They can't come against my God. They can't defeat my God. They can't beat my God. They can't take nothing away from my God. My God is awesome. He's bigger than
my
idea. He's bigger than the thought that I can ever imagine in my head. He's bigger than anything that ever come against me. So you may come against me, but you can't do nothing to my God. That's still in a sure foundation, knowing that he got your best interest. He got your back. Minister to me. Minister to me. The Holy Ghost
can
is awesome.
Can I be transparent? Can I be transparent? Can I tell the truth today?
Come on.
See, I already knew you was under attack. I could not let you go. I wasn't going to let you sit in the background. But God said, it ain't what you do, it's how you do it. Come on, bring somebody else in, get the motivation going, and the fire has been lit in you because no weapon formed against you will prosper. We man up together. I cover you from California. We 3,900 miles away from each other, but I'm in the gap. From this point,
yes,
I'm going to be in that
yes,
revival
Lord.
With you this weekend.
Yes, Lord.
I
yes,
am going,
Lord.
Oh, yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to feel some spiritual gaps. Can I say this online? Anybody going to say I'm really crazy? Because of the Spirit of God, I'm going to feel some spiritual gaps in that revival for you this weekend, that God is going to be acknowledged. The epidemic of Jesus is going to be lit. It's going to light like a wildfire in Madison, Wisconsin, because there's no room for error. There's no room for attack. There's no room for distraction because we got you.
My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, Jesus gave me another vision. I ain't going to put it out there yet.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to be preaching all over the country, and you're just going to put a little projector, and I'm going to be on the wall and say, well, I got a guest speaker. Going to put me on the wall, and bam, and we're going to preach in this country. Ain't got to get no flights. Ain't got to get no hotel. We ain't got to get nothing. We're going to preach in each other's churches without having to move a physical point, move spiritual. Do I have 50 people on this line that would agree with me in prayer tonight that before the end of 2017, we're going to be visually seeing each other in each other's churches, homes, convention centers, preaching to one another?
My God, I agree. Thank
Ooh,
you, Lord.
Jesus. Ooh, and look, you see
God.
How we're doing it live on Facebook? Thousands are listening to our messages that we don't even know. That ain't nothing but God. But can we build a network where Baton Rouge is preaching at the same time that Madison is preaching, that LA is preaching, that Florida is preaching, that Atlanta is preaching, that Texas is preaching, and we all tag teaming virtually?
My God.
I know my purpose now. I just got my purpose tonight. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, my
Thank
God. I love the encouragement of one another. But let me tell you something, my brother. I'm going to never let you drop.
My God. I thank you, sir.
We can be transparent on here. I want other brothers to know that just by talking, we can feel something ain't right. No. Come on, Holy Ghost. We need you to move in his because he ain't gonna make it. I ain't talking about make it to work in the morning. I'm not talking about make your meals, and I'm talking about make it to the next level.
My God.
Well, Pastor Dwayne Collins, you are already on the next level.
Thank you, sir.
I want to be honest with you. You have to look with different eyes right now because everything you thought was negative is finna turn positive.
Woo! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
All the attacks are finna turn into, oh no, they ain't gonna be around for a long time, but all the attacks are gonna become accomplishes.
My God. My God. Thank you.
By
Lord.
The power and the blood of Jesus. Anybody else wanna get in? I know somebody that will get on this call if I put her on here right now.
Thank you.
We need a word. We need some prayer. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, everybody loves you. I cannot do a broadcast without bringing you on. I hope we've encouraged you. But can you speak something to us from that position you're in and that knowledge you have that could take us to the next level? Oh, you lied.
Praise
you lied.
God. Praise Jesus.
Praise God. Love God. Worship
God.
Serve God. Follow God. Do what God say.
Yes. Do what he says, and follow him all the way. Follow him all the way. Mentor me, and I mentor you.
What? Come on now. You mean
Hello?
To tell me I can get something out of it?
Yes. Definitely
I love
you
it.
Can.
I love it.
Yes. We mentor each other. And I'm listening at you, me and y'all, pastors on the line. Y'all are awesome.
Thank you.
Y'all are awesome. And the word that you just given Pastor Dwayne, take it and run with it, my brother. You take that word and you run with it.
Amen.
And don't turn it back. Don't swerve to the left nor to the right. Well, look,
see, we didn't launch the whole network on you, Pastor Dwayne. We got different states. We're not just in California. You're talking to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that's linked in to everything that was spoke to you, that you're covered.
My God.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you
Thank
are.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you are. You just shared a scripture that I love, Ephesians, the 6th chapter.
Hey!
Mm-hmm. My
Ephesians,
God.
The 6th chapter. And I hear some people say, we need to put on the armor. No, you should have it already on.
Woo, Jesus.
You should have it already on and don't take it off. This armor.
Can that be your message on Friday? Can that be your message on Friday? Don't put it on. 52 weeks of love. Can that be your message on Friday?
Yes, it can.
Don't take it off. Don't take it off.
Don't take it off. Because he said, put on. That chapter said, put on. Not take off. Put on. Put it on. And don't, he didn't say throw it off. Put it on. And we must put it on. Not every day. Not daily. You should keep it on.
My God.
Go to bed
Thank
with it
Lord.
On. Go to bed with it on. Get up with
Thank
it on. Lord. Sleep with it on. This is an everyday thing. We keep this arm on 24/7.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't take
God.
It off.
He's telling all my business.
That's your shield.
He's telling all my business,
That's
Evangelist.
Your protection. That's your protection.
You giving away all my That's secrets, Evangelist?
Yes, sir. That's what I want to do.
Expose me. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead. Expose me. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. God is
oh, I love
good.
Jesus.
God is so good. But when you look at that chapter, Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and man of God, Pastor Dwayne, you were talking about the devil as a roaring lion. Seeking and roaming. He roaming. He prowling. He trying to seek whom he may devour. But I always use this word. Let him know you devour proof.
Ooh,
what?
Hallelujah.
Are you claiming it? Are you claiming it?
I want the word to hear this. We are devour proof.
Devour proof. My God. Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir. And when he can't devour us, guess what? He goes somewhere else to devour. When he see me, he said, that's Virginia. I can't devour
you,
so I got to go another way.
No, you by name. Okay.
Yes,
my
he knows me by name. He know me when he sees me.
Oh.
He knows me when he sees me. That's Virginia. I can't devour her. And he goes on to seek somebody else he can devour.
My God.
Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Speak a word.
Yes. Yes, I'm going to speak a word. Oh, I'm devour proof.
No. I'm devour proof.
We are devour proof.
No. I am devour proof.
I am devour proof.
I ain't worried about we. I am devour proof. I ain't trying to hurt nobody's feelings. I ain't worried about you. I am devour proof.
Yes. Yeah, because I hear people say, oh, you got to put on your armor. No, you should have it already on.
Keep it on.
You can't leave out of your house. Well, tell me this. Can you leave out of what you leave out your house every day? Hair dress. Ass dress.
No.
You need on this armor.
We're talking to the body of Christ, because there's some people out there that have lost their minds that they ain't got nothing on right now. That's the thing. We got to change in our inner cities. But as the body of Christ, you must be fully clothed.
Fully clothed.
Not by fleshly clothes, but by the Holy Ghost.
Spiritual clothing.
Walking in the Spirit.
Yes. Sleeping in the Spirit.
I'm getting so many visions tonight. I'm sitting here looking at, like, I'm looking like a national book through the network that not just one is writing, we all writing together through the principle.
Yes,
oh, my God. Are y'all ready to do a virtual book together that's never been done before?
Sir.
I'm talking about something that's never been done before.
Never been done.
There's
before.
A lot of words on this network. I'm not bragging again because it's not my will, but God. But there's a lot of word that goes through this network. I just saw another business opportunity for all of us.
Yes,
that can make us go virtual worldwide. That people just buy this little camera.
Yeah.
And connect it to their internet, and we on the wall preaching the word of God.
Guess what, man of God?
Do it.
Guess what, man of God? That's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
I'm glad you said it because I already know it too. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. God. All of us are going to be preaching in each other's churches and houses and buildings and whatever. At when? Now.
Right now.
Yes, oh, sir. Man. We for the chance. You know what it's time for? It's time for a new revolution.
Yes, Lord. A new revolution.
A free word. A free ministry.
Yes. Yeah,
I get in a lot of trouble. Can I say this? I'm gonna say this now because I know I'm gonna get in trouble. But I get in so much trouble for the word free. People ask me every day, man, you do everything for free and you still give and you still do that. I'm gonna tell you today, as you sow,
yes, Lord, come on, man,
so shall you reap. Don't think about what you're doing, but who you doing it for.
That's right.
Come on, sir.
That's right.
I ain't got a lot of money, but I'm never broke. Never broke.
No, Jesus, that's good.
Look,
thank you, Jesus.
Watch this. I got to say this last part. I'm never broke to help somebody.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's
my
good.
God.
Wonderful. Good.
Oh, my God. Oh, I had to put that last part in there because I'm never broke to help somebody.
Yes. Like that.
That means no lack.
Yes.
Go ahead, Evangelist.
Yeah.
I got a scripture for you. Don't get me to throwing scriptures out there because we be preaching all night.
What are we saying this with you? Hello? This scripture just came to me. Call those things that be not as though they were.
It was. Woo! Call.
Call those things that be not as though they were.
We need
to start
word.
Calling some things into existence.
That's the camera. That's the thing right there, Pastor. That's what you just called it. You just called it. She's backing it up.
Oh, Jesus.
She's giving you the confirmation. My God,
okay,
come on here, bro.
Since y'all want to go to the word, can I go to the word? Let's go to James chapter 1, verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when calling it to various trials, knowing that your testing of your faith produces patience, but patience have its perfect work that you may be perfect and complete, lacking
nothing.
Ooh, Jesus.
Nothing.
I ain't lacking nothing because I count it all joy. It ain't perfect. I do go through.
Yes.
I do have. I know you say, well, Pastor, he's, man, that guy's all, man, he's always here. He's always there. You know why? Because I choose to stay there. But there is opposition. One second away. I can't even make it clear enough. It's one second away from me making the wrong decision.
That's it.
But I have chosen that there is no seconds between me and God. I stay
in
the now. I stay in the now. I stay in the now. I stay in the now. Yeah, I'm this. I'm that. But I stay in the now because on the other side of a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, I'm done. Ain't no coming back for me.
God. That's it.
That's how radical I am. That's how peculiar I am in counting it all joy, because I know there are various trials. If you know various trials are coming, you know how to go through them.
God, that's it.
But when you don't pay attention and then they pop up, then you're walking around like, oh, my God, what happened? What happened? What happened? See, that's reactive instead of being proactive. See, proactive, come on with it, because I'm going to smack you in the mouth before you even get on my doorstep. And you're going to know my name, Pastor E.
Yes.
You're going to know my name, Evangelist Virginia. You're going to know my name, Pastor Dwayne, because I know I'm going to still come against him, but he's going to punch you in your mouth first. Let me go out there and some of these ignorant people, these people not willing to die themselves.
Yes.
I'll get them. He don't come to my door no more. He know I'm willing to fight.
Man of God.
I'm going to let you have it after this. But I'm willing to fight first. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And you're going to kick him in the chin.
Right now.
Yes, Lord.
But here, let me break it really. I'm going to make it really, 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 really simple for everybody because we got a little aggressive there. And some people on the line may be saying, oh, man, they angry. They this. No. You know how I defeat the devil? Because I pray.
Pray.
I don't fight with my fists. I don't fight with my mind. I pray.
Pray.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Oh, by the time I get to that point, the devil gone.
Yes, he gone. The Bible says he'll flee from you.
If you resist
him and submit yourself to God,
then he will, the promise, flee from you. Oh, this is the number one for the season of 2017. This is the number one man up broadcast because I know I am leaping in my spirit on the word that has went forward. And I need everybody out there to know that this word is for you.
Yes, it is. Go ahead, oh man of God.
The joy that comes from this word, I am so excited for every vision that God has given me because I know by faith it's done. Because it's not about me, it's not about you, but it's about reaching the lost and unsaved.
Unsaved. That's it, man of God.
And one person needs to hear this out there tonight. I know you do a lot of stuff and only so many people show up and you think you're not what all the big, why they get people and you don't. Let me tell you, it's the one. If one person on this broadcast tonight, and it could have been me, it could have been you, it could have been Pastor Dwayne.
Ooh, Jesus.
If one of us went to another level, then we done did what we came to do.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
The mindset.
Yes.
I know it's more because I'm looking at the board. I see how many. I don't like putting numbers out there, but tonight we are at a high for Man Up at 97 people live on the phone.
Ooh,
I can't tell
Jesus.
You how many people are online. I can't tell you that.
Jesus.
So it may be 300, 400, 500. We are at high capacities on Man Up tonight.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
But it ain't about us. It's about the spirit because we didn't lift up Jesus.
That's
everything
right,
you heard tonight
is
about lifting Jesus up.
We can't do nothing on our own anyway.
Oh, when you lift him up,
we can't do nothing on our own. It's not about
us. How many will be drawn?
No.
When you lift Jesus up, how many will be drawn?
When you lift Jesus up, all going to be drawn.
No. How many? 5?
Oh.
100?
No. As many come to him.
So you mean if we really believe on that word, the whole world will come if we really lift up Jesus together?
Yes, it will.
If I'm as radical as you are, Evangelist, and if I'm as radical as you are, Pastor Dwayne, do you telling me right now the world could come?
Yes.
All change our minds. I'm trying to. I'm gonna scare some folks right now. I'm really pushing for Jesus to come. I want Jesus. I want to be so much. I want that so much. I want that new Jerusalem. I want that new Eden. I want that new. I desire for him to come. And people say, "Well, that's death. Death to flesh." I really want what God says I can have.
Yes.
But I know it won't happen until all come.
That's it.
Oh,
we don't know the day or the hour.
Look at,
but the Bible does say he's not slack to his promises. He desires for all to be redeemed.
And then you said something, man of God. You said something, man of God. If the whole world stand up and acknowledge Jesus to come to Jesus, then you know that's the revelation. That's the end of the world. Because you said before he come back, the whole world got to hear the gospel.
One church. No spot.
Thank you, Lord.
But if we don't start an epidemic. I'm speaking to everybody that's talking. I'm talking to you, Pastor Dwayne. I'm talking to you, Evangelist Virginia. Anybody else? Y'all ain't dial one, so I ain't talking to you. It's up to us to start an epidemic in our areas of the same desire to be ready for his coming instead of waiting on his coming. Being prepared for the place that he says, I go to prepare a place for you.
Yes.
That tells me I need to be prepared for the place that is already ready for me.
Already ready. Yes, Lord.
Not a room, not a house. He says many mansions. And if it was not so, he would not have told you.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Yes, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gracious Father. So thank you, Jesus.
So being prepared, y'all, manning up tonight. Now we're family. I can't even get that out. We're collectively up. But it still depends on me. It still depends on me to do better. It still depends on me to go higher. It still depends on me to take it to the next level.
Yes,
I am taking personal responsibility for my own Christian life.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
My worldly life didn't get me nothing. I don't know if nobody else, a lot of people don't want to testify that one. Because Evangelist Virginia, people knew me from back in the day. Oh, you had it going.
Yes.
You was doing this. You did that. Everybody wanted to be you. I'm sorry. What I got today, nothing from that life.
Oh, Jesus.
But when you look at what God had.
Come on. That's what I'm waiting on. Come on.
If you look at how not what you see in me, but what you see in others through me.
Through you.
That's the testimony. When people say, I'm better just knowing him. I was this and now I'm that because when he come around, I can't sit around because he always doing this. He ain't telling me what to do. He's doing it.
Doing it. Jesus.
He's not preaching at me saying, sow a seed, sow a seed. Everybody know I'm going to sow the first seed. Anyway, we ain't going to get on that. He ain't going to tell you to come and pass out food because he already done passed out 100 before you got there. He ain't asked you to come and sort clothes because he done did that, done that, waiting on you to finally get there to help. Okay, so I ain't trying to hurt nobody, but I do what God tells me to do, not for you, but for me.
Yes, Jesus.
But to motivate you to say, if I want the peace of God,
a peace of God
in my life,
yeah,
I got to do better. I got to do better.
We got to do better. I know I got to do better.
I know right now, as I'm telling y'all that, I'm sitting here in the, I said, you know, we try to play like we all sane and all that. I got voices in the back of my head telling me all these other designs. I'm ready to hang up with y'all so I can start right now, because I'm motivated so much right now to go to another level of creation. Can I tell you something that we're doing on Easter? You know what Easter Sunday is? Most people buy outfits, and that's probably the only time some people go to church. I'm going to be real with you.
Easter and Christmas.
But in Compton, I'm going to call her my homegirl because she is my homegirl. Cynthia Nunn, who is in charge of Sylvia Nunn's and P2P Ministries collective bargaining. Let's call it collective. Let's go Wall Street. Let's go Wall Street. On Easter Sunday at 10 a.m., Resurrection in the Park. Oh, no, don't. You ain't got to worry about getting the outfit or no money. Don't even worry about nothing. At 10 a.m., we're going to have worship and the word. Then everyone there is going to get a token to go to Sylvia Nun's Angels and get a hot meal and fellowship. We are developing a clothing store, a free clothing store right now.
Oh, Jesus.
And we're putting together a bag of food, chicken, rice, potatoes, cheese, milk, things that are essential in a bag that after the Easter hunt that your kids have had fun, all for free.
Yes, Lord.
Can get a bag and go
look
home.
Look at God.
Oh.
Look at God.
April 16th.
Just look at God.
Pocket
look
Park
at God.
Across the street from 200 North Long Beach Boulevard. Free, 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 free. And I'm going to tell you, I'm preaching a free word, but that word, you will never hear a word other like it before because God has told me about the resurrection power of Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Encouraging people. The resurrection power. Jesus. Oh, you can do it. You, look, look, look. You can do this. Y'all can do this wherever you're at. Go hitchhike with me. Let's make it a national epidemic. Find a park. You don't need members. Find a park and people that need help. You don't need a mic. Just preach. Somebody going to get on board with me tonight. But we already got the flyer. I'll help you get it together. I'll help you promote some stuff. I am into this thing. But we already got flyers in the streets right now and cards being printed right now.
Praise Jesus.
But you know what I'm going to tell you right now? People don't go to church no more.
No, they don't.
Because they don't feel like they fit in. People don't go to church no more because they've been dogged and hurt and drugged down when they thought that Jesus brought life, but something else came. It's time for us to change the revelation of Jesus. The epidemic of Jesus is he meets you where you are.
Meet you where you are. That's it. Amen.
Somebody asked me today, where's your church at? I said, where you at? what street? What corner? I'm right there.
Right there.
That's good.
But God has opened up an avenue in my hometown, Compton, California. Everybody know Compton?
Yeah.
On the street that I ran, the street that I did this, we already doing Bible study on Wednesdays at 12:30.
Praise the Lord. That's good.
We already growing the food giveaway. If you're in Compton and you need food, Sylvia Nun's Angels supports, good food. I wouldn't promote it. Y'all know me. I don't play that. I wouldn't promote it if it wasn't that good food. Chicken and rice and potatoes and cheese and milk and those things that are essential to your nutrition. Every Saturday, people don't come because nobody know. We're going to let it be known tonight.
That's
how we do ministry. And you can do it in your city. And we'll help you to do it in your city because the way things are done in every state, all you got to do is know how to fill the right papers. But I cannot stop promoting Resurrection Sunday in the park. Come on, can we do this across the nation?
My God. Yeah. Count me in. If it ain't snowing, we can do it. My God.
Once you put free on anything, they're going to come in up in Wisconsin.
But we need
support. We need support. People to pray for us. That people that God, when we knock on the door, it's open. That when we ask, it's given. When we seek, we find. That's the prayer we need. Because guess what? I'm out there getting bags of clothes right now. I'm cleaning out my closet.
Ooh,
I'm going to give away stuff that I've been holding on to. Oh, I'm testifying tonight. Oh, my God. Shoes I've been holding on to. Like, I'm going to get something to wear that with. God told me, say, no, you better be the first one. I've already taken some clothes over there. Clothes over there that people's like, man, that's tight. That's tight. We got some tight stuff. We're going to have a clothes store that people go in there and get an outfit for themselves and their children.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I'm getting some more in the back of my head, but that was already established. I see some more dynamic stuff. I got some calls today from brothers and friends of mine that are willing to come from other states because they say, you know what, I see what you're doing. We just want to come and sow.
Yes. Oh,
don't you know sow me free?
Yes.
Let's build a network of free that we can go to Louisiana. We can go to Wisconsin. And ain't got to worry about who and what and where. But we do it because it's free. God gonna bless us.
Yes.
That's it.
Come on.
Free means I take the last spot, but he'll make me the what?
He'll
make the last, the first last, and the last.
Last first.
So if I give it all away, I ain't got nowhere else to go. But
he got you.
Oh, Jesus.
But it's going to take all of us to be on the same agreement.
Yes, Lord.
I don't need your. I don't know where we're going on this tonight and being so transparent, but I really don't need anybody. And you don't need me. But I need God. And when you need God, that means we all need God. That means it's not about us, it's about Him. Not our will. And we got to get on the same accord. We have to be in the same agreement,
in the same frame of mind.
What are we in?
Now.
In the name of Jesus. Right now. That's how radical my mind is. Y'all don't hear it because I've learned to be a master of my emotions.
Well, man,
and even though in my mind is now, I know by being a master of my emotions, my mind is in control of my mouth, my ears, my eyes, my hands, everything. I didn't want to get verbal, but everything in my body, my mind is in control.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
If I lose my mind take over and I'll do anything. But when I control my mind, nothing on my body, toes, fingers, sexual organs, anything works without my mind letting it work.
Jesus.
Y'all getting a lot out of me tonight. I should charge.
Good word.
Y'all seen get about $30,000 for every three words.
Every three words.
Where were my agent? Where my agent at, Pastor D? I'm just playing.
Oh,
I'm really playing because the word of God is free.
It's free.
I'm really so honored to be given an opportunity to work a free network.
Oh, me too. That's so good.
Really, really.
That's awesome, man of God. That's awesome.
You look at it, you say, how many people on there? I don't care. I can provide something that's a free network. All you got to do is call or punch a button and listen online, come back later, and it's a free network that people can hear a word of encouragement.
Yes,
there's some people that have came and gone on the network. You know why they left? Because they didn't have a word of encouragement. They had their own word.
Their own word. Oh, Jesus.
And when you get on here with your own word, I guarantee you, you mute it, it's done. Even myself, if I got into my own word, he'll make me mute myself because it's not my will, but God's will to be
done. But God's will. Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Yes. And
can
man
we
of God,
push that epidemic?
I can't.
Go ahead, woman of God. Go ahead. If you hear it, speak it.
I keep hearing you talking about, hallelujah. I keep hearing you talking about being radical, radical, radical. And it brought me back into my spirit just now. It's telling me about Peter. When Peter got out of the boat, Peter had radical faith.
Wait a minute. Did you listen to my sermons from Sunday's video?
No, I did not.
Minister Michelle, you need to dial one because she's going to say some stuff. You be like, you didn't tell her nothing about what you talked about? Go ahead.
She did. Hello?
No, I said go ahead. Go ahead because when you talk about that
you
instance about Peter
radical.
In the boat, about radicalness, I just preached a sermon Sunday called The Second Time Around. The first time was when he said, let us go to the other side.
Yes.
But you remember he had just healed. He had just rebuked the sinful man. He had just spoke life into the young girl. He got on the boat. He was tired. He rested. A storm came. They woke him up.
Storm came.
He got up and he said, peace be still. They said, what kind of man is this? He can speak to the land and it just the wind and it shut up. But then remember
and
after he fed the 5,000.
Ooh, Jesus, yes.
He said, y'all get in the boat and meet
get in
me
the boat
on the other side.
Yes.
I just preached that Sunday. Now, as you speak now, watch the confirmation.
Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Radical faith.
Mm.
And Jesus said one word to Peter. He said, come. Come. Radical faith.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. One word.
I don't have to come no more because I've already came. I don't have to be called no more. I'm there.
Yes.
I don't have to be looked for no more, evangelist. I'm in the position.
Yes, you are.
I will not stray. I will not look back. I will stand. Withstand.
Yes.
And stand some more.
And stand some more.
With all prayer. With all supplication.
Yes.
You brought up Ephesians 6, because if you go a little bit farther after putting on the whole armor, you still got to stand, withstand, and stand some more
stand
through
some
prayer
more.
And supplication.
Supplication.
One of my favorite scriptures. Y'all don't want to play with me on Ephesians 6, because I can have some dynamic principles.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
On that vertical relationship with God.
Oh, Lord.
About now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mm, now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Finally,
yes.
Be strong in the Lord.
Finally. From now on.
In the power of his might. From what? From now on.
Yes. From now on.
From now on. From now on.
From now on. The Now Network song.
I'm going to write a song. I'm going to write a song from now on. I'm going to give everybody their own dues in the song. But
yes.
From now on, but I'm finna make a shirt that I am devour proof. Oh yeah, I'm gonna give you your credit views to that and send you your 12 and let you make your money. But I am devour proof.
Yes, I am. I love it.
I like that.
God,
can I say this to y'all right now? I'm gonna blow your mind. But
I gotta get one of those shirts.
Do you know we are all one idea away from perfection?
Yes, we are.
Stop sitting
we
on
are.
It.
Yes, we are.
Stop sitting on
yes.
it. It only costs $50, $60 to try. If you lose
yes.
out, you gave them away. I give away so many shirts. I will do better now. I am now.
Yes.
Those are some dynamic shirts. People still want to buy them. You know I give them all away. But guess what?
Yes,
I still invest because one idea away, somebody going to pick that up and say, uh-uh. You remember that T-shirt back in the 70s? I am happy, or that big smiley face.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That
yeah.
boy made so much money, a song, and it was just one phrase of being happy. One idea away. Everybody on this broadcast is one idea away from being a waymaker, from being a provider, from being a seed sower, from being ultimate million, billion, trillion, quadrillionaire. One idea away. Stop sitting on it. Try.
Yes,
what does it hurt to try?
Ooh,
I mean, what does it hurt to try?
That's it, man of God. Try.
That book that's sitting in you, what does it hurt to try? If
yes.
I read it, that was enough.
Yes.
If anybody out here get a book, I'm going to read it. If I read it, that's enough. Why sit on it? A song you've been in your heart. I mean, you've been singing it since you were 13. Nobody want to hear that. Write it down. Put it on paper. Make it plain. Send
yes,
it to
Lord.
Me. I'll get
Make
a track and start singing it. And you'll be like, wow, look at God. Stop sitting on your
look
dreams. Stop sitting on
oh,
your vision.
Jesus.
Stop sitting on
hallelujah,
your purpose.
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
It ain't too late either. Everybody on this line
hallelujah,
tonight,
Jesus.
If you can do this with me, take a deep breath. Let it out. Take a deep breath. Let it out. It's not too late. If you could do that.
No, it's not.
If you could do that,
no, it's not.
I don't care how old you are, how young you are. It's not too late.
Say it.
If you got a
no,
prayer for life in you, all them that all that stuff you got hidden, all that stuff you've been holding on to, all that stuff you were trying to leave to somebody else, make it alive today and find your purpose today.
Yes,
you are a billionaire. You are a writer. You are an actor.
Yes.
You are a singer.
Yes.
It's never too late.
No, it's not.
But if you don't put in the work, you'll never get the promise of God.
Jesus.
I know person.
Thank you.
I know one person heard me tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I don't know who you are. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But I'm not going to throw you out there because you ain't dial one.
Yes.
But I know who I was talking to.
Yes.
But you know, this is something else before we get ready to close tonight. We have went so many different directions tonight. But
yes, we
someone
have.
Else needs to know this, evangelist and pastor. When you hear a word of promise to someone else, if you make yourself a person of promise, you can receive it too.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Don't let a good word pass you by. I link on to every good word that goes in my direction. I'm grabbing it. Oh, yeah, okay, that's me too. I can have that too. I can have that too because he can say I can do all things.
All things.
You ain't going to tell him he's going to be prosperous. I'm going to link on to that too. You ain't going to tell him that he can do all things. I'm going to link on to that too. See that mindset?
Yes, a mindset. That's it. Hallelujah.
Tonight has been an awesome broadcast.
Yes, it has. Glory
to
God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I'm on fire.
Glory to God.
I am on so much fire. I am on so much fire.
Glory to God.
If I could just disperse it to everybody, y'all all fall out right now. The anointing that is in my arena right now.
Oh, Jesus.
All I got to do is say, I receive it. I don't care where you at.
Receive it.
I'm all the way across the country. Yes, receive it in the spirit. Get that. Get that power of the Holy Ghost because we believe together.
Together. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. 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 I'm free and I'm free indeed.
Yes, Lord.
So free. Yes, I'm free. I'm free. I am free. I am free. I am free.
I'm asking everybody on this broadcast tonight.
I am free.
Yes, Pastor Lord. Dwayne, this is Man Up the Movement. Next week, every third weekend is Pastor Dwayne. We gonna still work the same way we work tonight, but he'll be the head. But I need everybody on this broadcast to get a young man to listen next week.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody that's on this broadcast, and I'm looking, I see how many is on here, but I know who I know is on here. I need everybody put it on speaker. Make them listen to it, but I need everybody on this broadcast to have some young man listen.
Yes,
to man up the moment.
It's done.
It's done. I got
it's
five
done.
On tonight. I'm gonna have 10 next week. We're gonna do it live from Sylvia Nunn's here. We're gonna because you know we got daylight saving time. I'm gonna be out there doing it live here in the next couple of weeks with some unsaved young men. But we need your help to do
That's
the same
it.
Thing.
Praise Jesus. Thank you,
Lord. Evangelist Virginia,
your name,
pray us out of this place tonight. Thank you. We love you. Honor you. Appreciate
you.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. Gracious Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the broadcast of Man Up tonight. Man Up. Man Up. I want to say something to all the men out there tonight. Man up. Man up. Man up. I dare you to die.
Now.
And man up. We need some men to man up. Come on and call in. Man up.
Right now. Yes.
Man up in the name of Jesus. Man up in the name of Jesus. We need some more men. I know y'all hear me. I'm speaking to you by the sound of my voice and aid of the Holy Ghost. Man up. Be on these airways next week and let's man up. I didn't say woman up. I'm just on tonight, but man up. You need to man up. God got a word for you on next week. You need to dial in. And man up. It's time. for you men to man.
Now. Now.
Right now. It's time for you men to man up in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
God is seeking. He's looking for more men to man up.
Thank you, yes. Lord. I'm glad I'm there. I'm manned up.
Come on and man up.
Man up with the man of God.
Man up with the Nile Network. Come on and man up. Be radical. Be like Peter and get out the boat. Be like Peter and get out the boat and man up.
And stay out the boat.
And stay out of man.
Stay out the boat.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm talking to you tonight by the aid of the Holy Ghost. I prophesy this over every man out there. You hear me by the sound of my voice. I speak to you by the aid of the Holy Ghost. You need to man up.
I receive.
A lot of y'all out there need to man up.
I receive. I receive.
God up.
I receive.
Man up.
I receive.
I speak it tonight and I decree it.
I receive.
I declare it in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, I receive.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I will do better now.
Receive it, then. Oh, receive it.
I will pray better now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
I will worship better now.
Yes, Lord.
I will do better now.
I will treat people better now.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I will treat myself better now.
Yes.
I will make better decisions now.
Yes, now.
Oh, my God.
Right now. Right now. When? Right now.
Oh, that my boy Shalom put a Honda.
Now, right now.
Hey, Jesus.
Hey,
thank you, Lord.
I
will do better now, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay, how good I've done, I can do better. No matter what I've done today, I could have done better.
Yes, Lord. Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for your word tonight. We thank you for this word tonight. We thank you for this broadcast. Man up tonight, Lord God. And Father, I pray. And I speak it, I decree it, and I declare it in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
That it will go from faith to faith and glory to glory. It will move from faith to faith and glory to glory in the name of Jesus. I speak it. I decree it,
Lord.
I declare it in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That is going forward. It's already moving. It's moving. And God's going to take it to another level. God's going to take it to another level in the name of Jesus. And man of God, I thank you. And I thank you for this Now Network.
Woo, Jesus.
You too, Pastor Dwayne, God bless your soul.
Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, man of God.
And as he blesses me, he'll blesses you more.
Yes. Yes, he will.
Because anything he gives to me, give him. And anything you put your hands to.
Anything
you speak to.
Anything you put your hands to is blessed.
Oh, it's blessed.
Anything you put your hands to is blessed. It's blessed.
Thank you, Lord.
It's blessed.
It's blessed.
Right now.
It's blessed. It's blessed. Right now. It's blessed.
Well, I got to go to another level. I am blessed. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I ain't looking in the coulda, woulda, shoulda. I am blessed. I am blessed.
Yes,
I am anointed. I am favored. I am anointed.
Yes.
I am God's child.
Yes, Lord. And I know who I am. I know who I serve. I know
and he know my name too. I like that. That's another sermon. He know my name too.
Yes, Lord. I'm a child of the Most High God. God called me. He chosen me.
Yes,
he
Lord.
He said, go forward.
That's
he
lucky,
said,
Lord.
You didn't choose me. I chosen you to go forward. I
yes,
named
Lord.
You and I anointed you and I appointed you to go forth and bear fruit. That your fruit might remain. Jesus told me this. He said, I call you Virginia. I called you Virginia. You didn't call me.
He said, I knew you.
You were chosen. He said, many are called, but a few are chosen. And some don't wait to be called. They just wait. God does the calling.
Yes, he does.
He's chosen me. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm glad that he chosen me. I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today. Oh, I thank him for it. He's an awesome God, y'all. He's a mighty God.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He's a Prince of Peace.
He's
Jehovah Jireh. He's our provider. He's Jehovah Rapha. The Lord that heals thee.
He heals you right now.
And he heals you right now. Oh, Jesus, you don't want to go to my side.
He heals you right now. Now,
he's
in closing.
Oh, Jesus, in closing, yes.
You guys talking about the full armor. Some people don't like rap, but I need you to listen to the lyrics of this word, of this song.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not up to me. It's not up to you. The woman of God said, you got to put it on, but you got to keep it on.
Yes.
And it's the full, not the part-time, not the sometime, not when I need him, not when I'm in distress, but to keep on the full armor of God. We love you. We honor you. We appreciate you. This is a rap song, but I'll tell you, if you listen to the words, it will change your perception. On full armor. I'm gonna send you the CD, Pastor Dwayne.
All right.
Come on, listen to it. Man up. You fuck with you. From the Now Network. Stay loud. What?
I know it's your first time, but you gotta stand up, man up, be war ready. Let's get 'em. Ready.
Come on, 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 come on be prepared for the Armageddon, get it. We strap at the weapon, be prepared for the Armageddon, get it. We strap at the weapon, be prepared for the Armageddon, get it. We strap at the weapon, be prepared for the Armageddon, get it. Covered in the mighty blood, so it's no fear. Rolling with thugs, but you, it's all love here. All up in the club, representing so clear. And we're bringing that dope, and we're bringing that hope. Let them know it's no joke, so sincere.
Man, up.
Love you guys. God bless.